Morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Welcome to yet another episode of the fantastic Fluid Talks podcast. With me, one of your co-hosts.
And me, one of the Fantastic Four.
Excellent. The Thing, right? We're calling you The Thing.
The Thing.
Excellent. Sadly, Gloria, sorry, number C shall not be joining us because the guy behind the mic didn't do his job, right?
She's the invisible girl.
No. She's invisible, but we won't hear her because the guy behind the mic didn't do his job today. Like, you know, you had one job. Just one. And what do you do?
Have it.
You have gluteus it.
Mm.
Yes. Yes. No, but it's all good. We still appreciate you. You know, every once in a while we...
Kwanza, he's looking so cool today in that denim.
That he probably stole from someone else.
What piece of clothing do you own? When was the last time you bought a piece of clothing?
It was for a wedding because you had to. No, the last outfit you got was because of someone else's influence. Yeah, the white t-shirt. Yeah.
Okay, before that, campus. you're a true African man, only on special occasions.
apparently the invisible woman let out some careless whisper. Okay, no, she did not. It wasn't me either, and it wasn't Tony.
Oh, it's the...
It was...
The
it
pesticide smell.
Anyway, how have you been, Tony?
I've been...
You've been what?
I have been.
Okay. You've been away. Yes. That's true. You have been away. Did you enjoy your time away?
Yes. I went to find myself.
And did you find yourself or did you find someone else?
I found my older self.
So you found yourself. Excellent. Mm. But not quite as you'd have wanted yourself to be, eh?
Not the type of self-finding I went for.
That's a shame. That's a real shame.
It really is.
But it's okay. It's all good. We hope the self you found will be useful for you in this episode and future episodes because, I don't know, stuff. Just stuff. It sounds like a nice thing to say. And I am really striving to be nice. You know? It's part of...
On a struggle.
It's part of what we've decided to do, isn't it?
Yes. It's become our mission for this next month. Is to be nothing but nice.
Okay, nothing but nice is a bit of a stretch, but, you know, where I, like, unless I can't avoid it, you know, there are certain situations that just beg for, you know, like, you know, the way,
tests.
You know, the way some people say something so stupid, you don't think you had right, you know?
So you ask nicely. Seek clarification.
No. You
avoid
don't,
conflict.
No, there's nothing about asking nicely. If someone said something stupid, oh, wow, my head is shining, sorry. Sorry, that's a bit of a tangent, but wow, my head is actually shining. Anyway, if someone says something like incredibly stupid, we leave it at that.
You just stupefy them with a slap.
Wow.
Wow.
Right. Of niceness.
Excellent. Mm. But it's good to have you back and to have the guy behind the mic back.
Yeah, it's good to have me back too.
Excellent. But you guys enjoyed yourselves, no? Blink twice to agree.
For context, both of us were in different places. We both went to different geo coordinates at the same time.
For clarification.
For clarification.
Yes. That is true.
But you're invited to our wedding. Separate wedding.
Wow. Anyway. Sorry, Tony, pass me my harmonica, please. It should be close to you. There we go. Yeah. So you know, since we agreed this is going to be a thing. Mm-hmm. You have news, no?
Yeah, I'm a news anchor nowadays.
Excellent. So to take us into the news segment, let me just
Breaking news. Michael has a harmonica.
Idiot. Wow. You guys are idiots. Anyway.
breaking news.
So while you're looking for your
Michael
news story.
Michael has a girlfriend.
I do not.
Breaking news.
Wait, cheeky.
Michael doesn't have a girlfriend. It was the shortest relationship in history. Now,
the harmonica has overruled you.
If you think you qualify to be Michael's girlfriend, call 1-800-99 all for $49.99.
You're an idiot.
Hashtag let's get Michael a girlfriend. Come into your store soon.
Wow.
Clearly that niceness period was short.
Wow. It's all good though. It's all good. I will just harmonica us again.
Harmonize.
And then I will start off with my news, since Tony looks like he's looking for his news. Tony.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with the NPM package XLSX?
No.
Sheet.js.
Sheet.js? Like?
Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
So they are ditching npmjs.com for their own CDN.
What? Wait, NPM? They're ditching NPM?
They are ditching the NPM
CDN
registry.
Yes. That is owned by Microsoft.
Precisely because of that. Actually, precisely because of that. So GitHub, GitHub and NPM. I think you may or may not have known, but there's been a couple of issues with GitHub recently, and because of that, they are pushing contributors, especially to top projects, to use 2FA.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that and pending legal matters, they are moving to their own CDN. So they are removing references to any NPM dependencies, you know, etc.
Yes.
So that'll be interesting. We'll see how things go. But yes, also in case you missed it, GitHub is planning on introducing 2FA, mandatory 2FA.
Which I don't think is the right move. But, oh well.
Tell us more, please, kind sir.
No, I'm not your compliance guy, so do not take my word, but you should.
Well, I mean, you have your own thoughts. Surely you can't be stopped for having your own thoughts unless they are incredibly stupid.
Hey, have you met Putin?
Hey!
Please don't come for me.
Hey, so
I don't want to die.
So, let it be stated for the record that we just met Tony, but if you want his address, you'll find it. You can get it.
Description box below.
It's very easy to get it. Yes. Anyway, Tony, over to your news.
My next news, or my one and my news, is that I have breaking news. No, guys, I won't do it. I'm so tempted to do it, but I won't do it.
What won't you do it? What won't you do?
Have you heard of Masai Mara?
Eh?
Masai Mara.
Masai Mara?
Yes, Masai Mara.
The migration, Masai Mara?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So you're familiar with the name Mara?
Yes.
So Mara raises $23 million from Coinbase Ventures and FTX to build Africa's portal to the crypto economy.
That has said a lot, but it said nothing.
Yeah. Anyways, the Masai Mara thing has absolutely nothing to do with that, besides showing you the spelling of Mara.
All right.
Yeah, so there's a new hot, well, it's not really new, it's not really, okay, maybe it's hot, startup that they're trying to penetrate or help young Africans enter the crypto economy. And based on chain analysis, analysis, the region, African region usage, crypto usage grew 1,200% last year, making it the third fastest growing cryptocurrency economy. So what am I saying, people? Dogecoin to the moon!
Okay, so... Alright.
That was such a...
Alright. Well, I mean, it's fine. It's all well and good, but you know, excuse me. Bitcoin is down. So buy. Okay, no.
The market is crashing, and it's time to cash in.
Or cash out, depending on. If you're in the market, then cash out. If you're not in the market, then cash in.
Cash in.
All right. I will move on to two news items that are not related, but I just want to bundle them together so that I don't eat too much time, you know, because I'm trying to be efficient. So there's a tool by Microsoft that they've open sourced, an older tool called 3D Movie Maker. It is a 27-year-old program which shipped with, it was released in 95. It was released in 95. It's been open sourced. If you're interested, check it out. If not,
what's,
you know,
the tool?
It's called 3D Movie Maker.
3D Shake My Money Maker.
So it was, let's see. It gives users an easy way to create films by placing cartoony characters and props into pre-rendered environments. Then the next. So Apple is looking to, where is it? Yes, customary Apple bashing. Customary big tech bashing. It's not just Apple. I've shown my neutrality time and time again.
You're really becoming an Apple fanboy. We like what we see.
So, as part of the App Store improvements process, developers of apps that have not been updated within the last 3 years and failed to meet a minimal download threshold, meaning the app has not been downloaded at all or extremely few times during a rolling 12-month period, receive an email notifying them that their app has been identified for possible removal from the App Store, i.e., if it's not been updated within 3 years or is below a certain download threshold, then it'll be removed.
What?
From the App Store.
Wait, is that an and or is it an and or?
It's if it's not been updated within the last 3 years, you know,
so,
is that, but
so if I have two downloads and I update, do I get to stay?
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess so. But you know, that's a bit of a bummer to devs, isn't it?
It is, man. Maybe I'm still in stealth mode and I'm still trying to raise capital because I'm black and African and, you know.
Ooh.
Facts.
Ooh, that's... But
an,
yeah,
that's
so
an
you
ouch.
Know.
It's an ouch.
three years or a download threshold. So yeah, if you're a dev on the Apple store, App Store, you know, maybe check your apps and... If need be, just like push an update, even if it's just to make these guys happy so that they don't remove your app. Which, but still, that's, you know, that's rather unfortunate. Anyway, Sieste la vie.
It's what you get without a decentralized place for apps.
No, it's not about decentralized. It's what you get when you have a monopoly, Tony.
Yes.
That's exactly
centralization
it.
Is monopolization.
Okay, so any more news for you or from you?
I got news for you.
Oh, you don't have none. Okay, so Facebook is being sued in Nairobi.
What? Wait, I had something like that though, but yes, why?
Yeah, Facebook is being sued in Nairobi because of work conditions for moderators, of course.
Oh yeah, I heard about that one. Yeah.
So the case against Meta Platforms, the company that owns Facebook, and Sama, like SAMA, you'd be familiar with that, Tony, wouldn't you? A San Francisco subcontractor was lodged on Tuesday, that would be the 10th of May. Yeah, 10th of May, 2022, with a court in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Nairobi. Daniel Motaung, I know I have killed his name, his petition calls upon Kenya's courts to order Facebook and its outsourcing companies to end exploitation in its Nairobi moderation hub, where content moderators work in dangerous conditions. The first video this individual watched was a video of someone being beheaded, he told reporters during a call on Tuesday, which, fam, is heavy. He stayed on the job for roughly 6 months, after relocating from South Africa to Nairobi in 2019 for the work. Then he said his job was traumatizing and now has a fear of death. He was compensated 40K. His monthly compensation was 40,000 shillings, not 40K USD.
That oh, okay.
Bro,
it's
that
good
would
to
be,
clarify.
That would be, you know, 40K KES.
Not that even if you got 40K, it's okay to show such kind of...
He wasn't traumatized. I imagine there's a lot of trauma that goes into... I mean, like there's been a lot of, you know, such accounts of people who have been left traumatized with PTSD-like symptoms after content moderating for some of these
platforms.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Also, did you know Meta have an office in Nairobi?
I did. Well, it's not. It's indirectly.
But yeah, yes. they do. Meta's office in Nairobi said it takes seriously its responsibility to people who review content for the company and requires its partners to provide industry-leading pay, benefits, and support. That is the equivalent of a politician saying, I'm not doing this while you can see this person doing that. That's something that they're not doing. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good. You have no more news, Tony, right?
Yes.
All right. Then on to the last news item that will carry us into today's topic. Apple discontinues the iPod.
No. Wah, wah,
sorry, wah. No, this deserves like a flute or something. Something sad or... Guy behind the mic, do you have a trumpet? Okay, sad. Anyway, so Apple discontinues the iPod after 20 years. And when we say 20 years, we mean 2002. The iPod Touch is still available while supplies last. So, you know, if you're an iPod individual, get it while it's hot.
And drop it like it's hot. And drop it like it's hot.
Get it while it's hot. And yeah, so as we mourn the iPod, we shall go into today's topic.
Which is...
Okay, I've overused the harmonica today. Let me just put it to the side. Today is a nostalgia trip. See, with the iPod being discontinued, we just thought, you know, maybe it would be nice to talk about some of these tech things that made an impact in our lives. And you know, the things that we still remember and look back at fondly, you know, all those things. Also, as a point of interest, you can still get an iPod, iPod Classic. Forget iPod Touch. You can get new iPod Classics. Tony, do you want to get a new iPod Classic with me?
Yeah.
You do?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we'll talk on the side. But for those who may be interested. Elite Obsolete Electronics, EOE.works. You'll get your iPods there. Check it out. So, Tony, the thing. Tell us.
I am particularly sad.
About the iPod or about like in general?
It was the first Apple product I ever owned.
Yeah.
Yes, and... Well, I owned it because I had to buy it off my mother. So it was the OG one. The OG with the spin wheel?
Yes, iPod Classic.
The iPod Classic.
Or the first. Wait, the you don't mean the first gen?
Not the thick one. The one that came right after.
Ah, okay.
The one with the higher capacity.
All right.
Oh, that thing was beautiful. I enjoyed the experience.
Let me ask you a question, right? When you say you had to buy it off your mother, like did she like tell you, yo... You need to buy this thing off me or you're not eating tonight. Is that what it was?
It was one of those of, oh, it looks like you enjoy this thing. I ain't giving it to you. You got a hassle for it.
Hi.
And then I ended up going for camp,
mm-hmm.
and then I lost it. And it had like, listen, it had like 10,000 songs. And I missed that beautiful thing. It's
Tony, just take us through your thought process for a moment. How do you lose an iPod that you paid for with your blood, sweat, and tears?
How do you lose things generally? You just do, you know?
Wait. So this thing of losing Apple products didn't just start there. Nope.
That was the inception.
Yes, of course. For context. Tony, in addition to the iPod, has lost has lost AirPods.
Yeah. Multiple times.
For context. But as an interesting thing, I've never owned an iPod.
What?
Never.
Fun fact, I've owned that classic.
Mm-hmm.
I've owned the one that came after because I had to replace it. So, you know, it went thinner.
Yes.
And they introduced the silicone cases. I don't mm-hmm. even remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Owned that one. That one was, whew, sweet high school money.
Then, which you probably lost.
Eventually, of course. And then I owned the tall nano. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember the tall
mm-hmm.
nano.
Mm-hmm.
Owned that one. I have no idea. After 2 weeks, I didn't have it anymore. Then, yes, they introduced the first gen iPod
Touch.
Yes, uh-huh. iPod Touch.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't own that one, but mm-hmm. my friend did.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second gen I owned, mm-hmm. which I still do actually. It's the longest product that I've owned that I've lasted this far. But asking me where it is right now, I don't exactly know. But it's still fantastic. And then I owned the Nano, the true Nano with the touch screen, the square thingy
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I owned both. You know, the one with the wheel
mm-hmm.
and the touch screen one.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them never lasted a month. Those things were tiny though. Trust me.
No, we don't trust you. We don't. That's the thing. We won't trust you at all.
But they were brilliant devices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Apple, what I'm trying to say is, I'm a big fanboy. I need like coupon codes or at least like, you know, the occasional thank you very muchacho
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
being our customer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know.
But you know, it's interesting. It's interesting that they choose to kill it off now because, I mean, you know, there's such a huge focus on music and okay, maybe it's cause I'm weird like that, but the portable music player market is thriving not more than ever. It's thriving. You'll be surprised. And I say that now as just give me a moment as I give you some samples of prices that, you know, Apple could realistically hold on, let's see.
I think it's the right move if you ask me.
Why doth thee think so?
Reason being, the reason why that product existed,
mm-hmm.
which is actually one of the products that put Apple on the map, right,
mm-hmm.
is capacity was a problem, and mm-hmm. capacity mm-hmm. in terms of storage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't get your phone mm-hmm. to also be your iPod.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a need
mm-hmm.
for a separate device mm-hmm. with just as much memory
mm-hmm.
as my phone to just for music.
Mm-hmm.
And consumption for music had just become digital at the time.
Mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
But fast forward 10, 15 years now, where your phone's capacity reaches in the terabyte realm, and you already have the iPod has been reduced to an app, and now you have streaming, So mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. the whole thing about storage is a non-issue now.
True, but you know, I would counter that with. Well, you see now, if you're within the Apple ecosystem, recently introduced lossless audio with Apple Music.
Yeah.
There is nothing right now that supports it.
The AirPods do.
No. They don't support real high res. You know, for high res, you need physical connection.
Yeah.
And the only physical connection you're getting is lightning. And on your iPhone, say you want to listen to your music as you're charging your phone. I know that's an old joke, but you get what I mean. Like it's not there. Having a dedicated music player for Apple would solve, you know, it gives you the, you see, like let me put it this way, the MacBook you're running has a high impedance output, right?
Yeah.
You could push that in an iPod. You could, and you could actually make that, you know, you target that towards guys who are into music. You've just introduced lossless audio or whatever in Apple Music. Why not give something that goes along with it, you know?
But
something
they can that do that with the next iPhone.
Do you really think they'll do the headphone jack with an iPhone?
Maybe not the headphone jack, but somehow they adapt the lightning port to handle the same.
I mean, yes, you can still, you'd still get the headphone jack with a lightning adapter. Yeah. But, you know, it's not quite the same. You know, it doesn't just work.
It's the cable. If it's hardwired, it's
you know what I mean.
Though. I don't get what you're saying, man.
You know what I mean? Like you can push a dedicated music player and, you know, like go all in. Yo, you want special audio? We got it. You want to drive your fantastic headphones that you want to support proper.
No, here's the thing. Yeah, sure, they will do that. But what would be the price tag?
They can charge anything they want for it.
Let's say they go with their studio's price, right? $599. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is willing to spend $599 on just music experience?
The same people who are willing to spend on headphones.
Remember, the iPod is no longer an entry level device into the Apple ecosystem once you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the cheapest iPhone right now, latest, is like $349 or something like that, right? Something like that. Yeah, $399 or $349, one of the two. That's the SE. So it already, like, the pool of customers just shrinks substantially, and I'm not sure Apple is willing to invest in that kind of pool. So Apple would rather sell you a new phone or new AirPods to cover that market.
Touché. Still, I would say it's a bit of a missed opportunity. I think, because if you can get people to spend,
$599.
If you can get people to spend that much on headphones, things that do nothing but sit on your head and make air vibrate.
But that's the thing. Do you know, fun fact? If AirPods was a company in itself, it's in among us the top five. Like companies billion dollar grossing, like that's how insanely popular.
Which again, it indicates there's a market for music. You know, even if you do, like, let me tell you, even if you do a subset, a 10%. We are digressing, but even
it's
if
becoming
you do
an iPod Touch,
if you do even a 10% of people who buy AirPods who would get into that, that's still insanely profitable. And we know their market.
It is profitable, but not to a company like Apple. It's a good startup. Let me put it that way. Let Skullcandy take up that market.
Yeah, then they'll be bought out. Anyway, it's all good. I think it's a missed opportunity. It's sad, but... Okay, no, it's not sad. Okay, it's sad for the iPod guys.
People like me, because I really liked the iPod.
Then get one.
And I remember, like, I used to play a lot with the pop-up thing you used to press at the back.
The lanyard thing.
Yes.
Get one, too.
Completely failed.
Get one.
Looks like I was the only one who was using the
lanyard. Get one. Get an iPod Touch 20. Only one.
I'd get the classic, though, like, above. If there was a classic with a lightning and not a 3-pin.
30-pin.
Considering.
30-pin.
30-pin, yeah. Not 3-pin.
No, get an iPod Touch, Tony. It starts at $199.
I have the iPod Touch.
Yes, but you don't know where it is.
But I have it.
You don't know where it is.
Somewhere in the house. I'll actually go and look for it.
Look for it. Look
but
for
then it, you know. It won't run the latest iOS. Why is the upgrade is up to iOS 7? No.
See, it runs.
The max is up to 10, I think. No, even 10 won't run.
No. If OG SE is running this iOS build.
It's older than that.
No. This iPod Touch is newer.
Not that generation. I own the second generation.
Oh, you mean yours? Ah,
yes,
sorry.
I own the second generation.
Cross purpose, right here. We're talking about different things.
Yeah.
Hi. Understood. No, it's fine. If you know, like I said, link will be in the description. Link will be in the description if you want to buy classic iPods. But for you, Tony, let me just send it to you directly because
Because you love me, love me.
Eh?
Say that you love me.
Guy behind the mics, you just.
They've even removed iPod from their selection list in their site.
It's. Wait, was it there?
Like if you go to apple.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's at the bottom. It's really at the bottom. At the bottom. At the bottom.
Bottom.
Bottom. So let's see. Wait. 256 gig iPod Touch is $399. Ooh.
That's an SE. See what I mean? That's tight. And this thing is running like an ancient software. And ancient chip, rather.
Nah. $399. But honestly.
But here's maybe, the thing. Maybe, I would get this like for my little brother. Does that make sense?
Maybe I'm a bit too invested in music to not mind. Cause I know a future is coming when I'll have a music player that costs a couple of times. Well, no, not a couple of times. You know, I'll have a very basic phone and a music player that costs a bit more than the phone. You know, that for me is, cause you know, it's anywho.
And you'd get the Space Gay one?
The iPod Touch? No, I'd actually get Project Red. Product Red.
Mm.
I actually would get Product Red.
Like Product Red.
Product Red looks fantastic. Pink, it's not quite my pink.
It's a very shouty pink.
Yeah, I'd go for a more muted pink. Blue, nah. I'd get red. I think I'd get the red.
If red had a white, a black front.
I can see why you would. Nah, I'd get... Space Gray has a black front.
Mm. Nah. Only the Space Gay one has the black
front. No, I know why you're saying that. It's because of... Yeah. Dang it, there's a YouTube
channel. If you know, you know.
There's a YouTube anyway. Yeah. Yeah, anyway. No, maybe I'm just too invested in audio. But anyway, this was not meant to be an iPod only episode. This was meant to be a general tech episode, like nostalgia. Get behind the mic, why are you making noises? Of course he's not listening. He never listens as we record, eh? He never does. You know, he never does. Like he doesn't care. And then in post or in editing is when he'll be complaining, oh, you know, you guys are making sorry, I said I wouldn't make the mocking voice. I wouldn't use the mocking voice today. I'm sorry. Guy behind the mic, I'm sorry. Anyway.
He's still not listening.
He's still not listening. He doesn't care. He really doesn't care. Let me see. Tech that...
OG Tech, know, Game Boy.
I mean, I still have my Game Boy.
No.
Yes. Yeah, I have a Game Boy.
Please bring it next time.
No, you may not buy it.
Can Ronnie. I steal it then?
No, you may not steal it. I have a Game Boy, but I lack the games.
Or the cartridges.
Yeah, the cartridges.
I used to own one. I have no idea where it is.
Look
right
for
now.
It. But not OG Game Boy, the Game Boy
the
Advance.
The gray one or the colored one?
The Game Boy Advance. The
That was the colored one, no? I owned the colored one. That the car. You do know the colored one, what I mean?
Which one? The Game Boy Color or Game Boy?
Game Boy Color, yes.
Game Boy Color?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, no. Mine was just the Game Boy Advance. It wasn't OG Game Boy. I'd love to get the OG Game Boy.
I used to really like Game Boy.
But yeah,
how did they go out of market?
Because same reason why phones, Tony. Phones and other things. You know, but you know it's interesting because the more things change, the more they stay the same. We are getting into another era of handheld gaming. Cause you know, we had the Game Boy Advance, we had all manner of Game Boys. We got to the era of the PSP.
Console, oh yeah, PSP, and now we are.
Did you ever use a PSP?
Yeah.
Did you?
Who didn't use a PSP?
I suspect the guy behind the mic there did not. Oh, you did? You owned a PSP?
I've never taken you for a gamer. I'm shocked.
Who did you steal it from?
I knew it,
bro. It's bordering on parody now. Like it's, anyway, but no, but it's. You lost it in a match. No, but it happens. You know, people lose many things in matatus. You know, they lose their phones, they lose their umbrellas, they lose some shillings, you know, they even lose relationships, you know? It happens. It happens. It happens. In a matter, you've never heard of stories of people who are just sitting in a matatu, they're talking to their person, and yo, yo, the person on the other end is like, yo, you know, kunavenya, this isn't working for me. And you're in a matatu, you know? And the problem is, you know, you since you're in a matatu, you can't just unaumandimu. You know, you sit there, you take it. You take it like a man like or a woman, you know, you be strong. Then you go break down. You go break down in a dark corner somewhere. But you know, people lose things. But yeah, I do own a Game Boy. I really am looking for games.
Nintendo really, DS.
Really. Yes, Nintendo DS. I'll be a bit honest.
You weren't a fan?
No. It's not that I wasn't not a fan. It's more that I haven't experienced as much in Nintendo.
So you never got to play like Donkey Kong and stuff like that? Like the Nintendo, the cartridges, when Nintendo started the cartridges.
I used... did you... Okay, now question. Sega Genesis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so now this was more because of people that I hung around with. So Sega, I did. You know, Sega consoles, I did.
Mm. Also, I'm putting an open challenge to anyone to come challenge me in Nintendo Switch Mario Ultimatum. I will beat you.
Sawa.
Who?
Sawa. Do you have it here?
No, I didn't carry it.
Do you have it here?
I didn't carry it.
That's a shame. It's because you're afraid. That's a problem. He was afraid. Like he knew.
Are you challenging me? Oga, are you challenging me?
I am not challenging you. Because it won't be a challenge beating you. Anyway.
It's all right.
Anyway, it's all good.
Do you know what? We should have a game night.
Sawa.
I'll bring Nintendo. You bring something. Ata kadi ni sawa.
Bro, I'll bring my brick game.
Sawa.
I'll bring my brick game.
Mm.
Brick game was...
Good times.
Good times, actually. Good times. Very good times. What product would you bring back from the dead, Tony?
What product would I bring back from the dead? She's a product. No.
Guy behind the mic just said his ex. No. This will go on the record. Ah.
Bring back your ex girlfriend.
Wow. What product would you bring back from the dead, Tony?
BlackBerry.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hoo.
I OG enjoyed the QWERTY BlackBerry keyboards.
QWERTY,
and
not QWERTY.
It depends on which school of thought you come from.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good choice,
Baba. I think.
Good choice, Baba. Yeah. Good choice.
What about you, mate?
What about me? Yo, that's interesting. You see, the problem with being a bit of a hoarder is...
you have most of them.
No, I don't have most of them. I mean, you see, I have a PlayStation 2 Slim.
What?
Yeah, I still have one.
Why have you never said we can't play?
Because it only has one controller. Oh. that's why. But
controllers can be bought.
Where?
That supports.
Where?
See, we know people who...
Sawa, if you find one, fine.
But they,
I found someone selling PS4 Slim. 35. You interested?
I would be, but... I could get something else other than a...
What audio equipment would you possibly get?
You know, honestly, you know, now that you've asked me that question, I need to build out my record collection. Because, you know, I need to build out my record collection. But that's beside the point. What product would I bring back from the dead? Let me see.
My ex-girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
I need a girlfriend.
I don't know if I'd say bring back from the dead, but maybe make more readily available Game Boy cartridges.
Ooh.
I think I'd...
Game Boy would be nice to bring back.
Game Boy would be nice to bring back. But there's actually a handheld that was released, or that's being released soon, that emulates the OG Game Boy. So you can play OG Game Boy games on it with cartridges.
An emulator?
No. Like
an actual real
handheld device.
What?
That allows you to put in your Game Boy cartridges.
But who has cartridges? Everyone has maybe the Nini, not See, cartridges. Now,
exactly. That's the thing. That is the thing. But, Nokia 3310. Because of Snake and Space Impact.
But nowadays, Snake is available.
Yeah.
That thing would survive a nuclear blast.
Like a cockroach.
Like a roach.
But yeah, no, that's what I... And I don't mean the new Nokia.
The OG. No,
I mean
3310.
I mean the one that could crack your skull.
That was a good one. Which reminds me, do you remember when Motorola dropped this slim...
The Razr.
What's it called? The Razr?
The Flip.
The Flip phone.
The Razr.
Ah, that thing was fantastic.
Razr Classic, not Razr folding screen.
I remember... I cried. My mother was leaving. Yeah, she was flying out, and I cried, and I made her not leave before she gets me. One of those. I was so stubborn when I was young.
Why are you like this?
It's called being ambitious.
Why are you like this, Tony? Why? Why?
But Motorola had a good run those Why? Old days.
Why? Why are you like this? Huh? But no. Sorry, no. I think I'd bring back OG Nokia. Like,
What's the OG Nokia?
Forget OG Nokia. No, when I say OG Nokia, I mean... No. I mean that era.
Siemens.
That era. But I mean the era of experimentation with phones. I think that's what I'd bring back. Because we don't have enough of that these days.
Experimentation.
Bro, do you remember some of the wild designs out there? Like, hold on. Let's see. Which? Look for Nokia N gauge. N G A G E. Tony, just look for one, Tony.
I remember this phone. Yeah.
Those were wild designs. Like,
and then I think you slide it and then a keyboard used to pop up.
Those are wild designs. That's a different model.
But this one is just like...
Wild.
Oh, yeah. You remember that? The one that was running Excel?
Yes. Yes. Where you at?
Where you at on Excel.
but that era of experimentation...
Symbian OS.
Farm. That would be brilliant.
Damn.
That would be brilliant. Of course, you know, you can't have too much of that now because...
The market has stabilized.
The market has matured all too much. But, I mean, bro, this is such a wild phone. Like these are such wild... Like,
how do you even use this phone?
Trust me, you find a way to use it. It looks cool. You feel cool using it. It's like, you know, we aren't going to ignore what this strange person did in the background, are we? We can't ignore it. Eh?
Mm.
It's all good. But yeah, you know, that sort of experimentation. Maybe we don't have enough of that these days, actually. Maybe.
No, nowadays it's all about more memory, more. Get one design, reuse it. Get one design, reuse it. Get one design, reuse it. Add one camera every year.
Yeah, make it.
Three. I'm sure next year will still be three. Will be four.
We're all looking for more cameras, so you know, more is better. You know, more is better.
Dude, and the fun fact is like all three don't work simultaneously at the same time.
More is always better. More is always better. But you know, I think. But you know, maybe we're looking at the past with rose-tinted glasses, as they say. Someone give me a high five for using that expression. Hey, I've got high fives all around the room, yo.
You're a celeb now.
You're anyway.
Famous now.
But yeah, like it's interesting. You, dear listener, were you into tech as a young or not so young individual? You might assume someone is young now. Well, relatively young. We are not young, but we are not old either. But someone might be much, much older.
Speaking of young, and we were talking about projectors earlier. Do you remember this projector which you get a piece of paper? It's like you're going to a scan,
mm-hmm.
and you put it, and it's casting like light from downwards, and it then projects. Don't know that kind of projector?
Wait. Nah. I know that because they used to be used at the University of Nairobi at some point. Until. I can't remember when.
I used to find this projector so fascinating.
I know the one you mean. No, but you can probably get one. Bro, let me tell you.
There should be like a tech museum in Nairobi.
Yeah, that'll be broken into the first night.
We'll talk. We'll talk with the government and with Elon Musk. Elon Musk, if you're listening, we're looking funding for $10 million to set up one space museum and a tech museum. So please slide in my DM.
No,
let's
don't
get
slide
this
to
deal.
You.
Let's get this deal going.
But you know, it's interesting how things go full circle.
Mm.
Because I say this because once upon a time, gaming handheld. Whose phone was that? Guy behind the mic. Of course. Anyway. It's interesting. Once upon a time, like I know, I keep going back to gaming, but gaming handhelds were all the rage, and now they're coming back. You know, they're coming back. We've got the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Switch Pro. We've got the
Switch Pro is coming out. The Lite Switch.
Switch Lite. We've got this thing that was released by.
There's a couple of
this
other
big company. What? The name is escaping me. We've got. I know so many that are checking in, but not like I know I'm picturing them, but they're not checking in. We've got the return of physical copies of music, which saw a rise, I think, in the past year. Like physical, I mean CDs and records. Like it's people are going back to owning them, which is.
But then it's more collectible now than it is like necessity. Then
it's more of, you know, you have a choice. Because, you know, back in a number of years, you know, that was the only way you could listen to music.
Do you remember when they released the tiny, tiny CDs?
The mini CDs.
That was a good time. I remember I owned an MP3 player that could take those things, and it was a Sony and something like that. It was
bro,
so cool.
You were bowling?
I was so in tune with pop culture back then.
The what?
The Sony Walkman. Who hasn't wanted the Sony Walkman?
I've always wanted to own a Walkman.
What?
But they still make Walkmans.
Yeah.
But, you know, digital.
Yeah, different, yeah.
Strong, but.
No.
The Walkman or the Discman? Which one do you mean? The Walkman or the Discman?
There was a Walkman.
Yes. Yes.
And there was a Discman. And then there was this man. I'm sorry.
Nonsense. We are going to smack you.
I'm hilarious. Thank you. Netflix, please scout me.
What were you? You that was meant to give you time to think.
Yeah, so there was one, I think, small, a bit smaller than this.
Mm-hmm.
But bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So you put your cassette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it oh yeah, I know that one. Yeah,
that is how you know. That is how you know bootleggers.
No, that's how piracy started.
That is how piracy started. That is exactly how piracy started.
But yeah,
bootleg.
I remember seeing one of my cousins pull off stunts. Yeah, with the ball pen and stuff like that. You never did the ball pen thing.
Of course I did. Of course I did. bootleg.
Do you know what I want?
What?
Is those radios. You know those boombox radios that could take two cassettes and then you could copy one. Golden
piracy.
Days.
Golden Forget golden age piracy.
And then those boomboxes used to look so cool, Yanni. Of course. With all like the different silver switches and like.
Of course,
the,
that's the idea.
God damn.
Anyway, do you, dear listener, have some tech thing that you that damn. Has just sprung to mind, something that you really loved as a child that you lost and got again and lost and got again and lost, like our dear friend here? Or is there something that you'd want to bring back? Food for thought. And as always, you can reach us on our socials, and you know, that's at @fluid_talks or @fluidtalks. If you can't find one, you'll find the other. it's either or. So, you know, just, you know, reach out and tell us about your tech memories. This was just a bit of fun and games. We'll miss the iPod. If you're looking to get the iPod, you know, we'll link things. Of course, you can check out Apple or your favorite tech store. And, you know.
Keep shining.
Until then. Gabby and the mic. Tony, do your thing. Until then. Until the next episode.
Oh, FTG out.